This is Talk Radio, the 1998 KPMG Commercial Radio Station of the Year.
Hello!
Survey asks, something that flies that doesn't have an engine. Answer, a bicycle with wings. You're not one of these children who says sorry, pardon, when you actually understood what I said, are you?
Sorry?
Cartman in Southport. Does it not remind you of anyone?
Cartman reminds me of Kev. You people are insane. You should get out and watch more television or something.
God save the Queen! The fascist regime has made you a moron!
Oh no, it's Cherie Blair. She has the biggest, most toothsome grin. I bet she could pop a football in her mouth. There she is. We were wondering where the hell she is. She's there. Look, she's there.
What channel would that be?
I've got no idea.
Nick Abbott.
Well-known Chinese supermodel, Christy Fong. Hello again, it's 0500, 105389, almost said the wrong one there.
Good.
Are you depressed? Are you depressed?
No.
Depressed? Feeling depressed? Is everybody happy?
Yay.
Oh, we've been through this before. Come on, you must know this. Everybody, mic up in there, everybody. Is everybody happy?
Is everybody happy?
No, 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 no. Don't make me go through this again. Come on. Is everybody happy?
Probably.
Ah! Like I keep saying, I have got to work with older people.
I can't remember.
You children are awful. How can you not know this? This is part of our great heritage. Shave and a haircut. If you don't get this, I'm going to come and insert this microphone in you.
I get a strange sense of deja vu here.
Yes, and you still don't know it.
I don't listen to this show.
It is. Well, they know. 0500 1053 89. Put these children out of their mystery. Shave and a haircut. What is it? And what was the other one I did?
Oh, is everybody...
Don't
remember.
Don't make me laugh because it hurts. What was it?
Is everybody happy?
Oh, yeah,
happy?
Is everybody happy? You must know this. I can't believe it. There'll be bluebirds over. Come on.
The White Cliffs of Dover.
Oh.
We got that bit.
Bluebirds?
I don't know.
What colour were they? I don't know. We better ask our foreign correspondent.
Alastair Wankel in Moscow.
That's right. And it's the fax number here is 0541 596979. It's the Marathon Friday. Oh, it's Dress Down Friday. I've completely forgotten.
Hooray!
We got punk. I'd forgotten about that too. Earlier on in the week, I brought in a load of... Am I off mic enough?
Just a bit.
I'm in a different building now.
Now, could you go into the other corner a bit more?
Yeah,
they could still hear you.
I brought in... This is a proper chair for a radio studio. Listen to this. Good grief. We need new soft furnishings here. Would that be out of the question?
I'll get right on it.
Okay, would you please? I've got a fistful of punk records here. Now, do you have the... because we've recorded them.
Yeah.
Because we've only got one record deck, and it's beyond our ability to actually put it on live, and so we put them onto tape. And they're just, this is just a tiny selection of the extremely rare and valuable, well, I don't know whether they are, probably not, because nobody would want them, because half of them are crap, and the other half are just great. And so I don't know what you're going to play, and so I will sift through them and tell you everything that I know about them.
They are in terrific condition, though.
They are.
I was quite surprised.
Yeah, so was I, because my brother's had them for a couple of years. I thought they'd be trashed by now. I thought he'd let his rat eat them.
He doesn't have a rat.
Yeah, he used to have a rat.
Is it called Basil?
I've no idea, but it used to freak my parents out. They wouldn't go to his... Now, I'd use the word squalid advisedly, because it was. And I don't care if you're listening, Phil, and I know I'm seeing you tomorrow. Your flat was squalid. It was disgusting. The rat complained. That's how bad it was.
This is your brother who was a bit,
What?
Anarchic in his younger years.
Yeah. He was an anarchist. No, ordinary teenagers go through an anarchy phase for about 6 months when they're 15. They want to be anarchists, right? They want to give everything away. And they, you know, railing against their parents and everything their parents stand for. Because being a parent, of course, you pull everything to your bosom. You collect stuff like mad and you never throw anything out. And it's, you know, you just feather your nest. That's what you do when you get older, that you nest feather. Because when you're younger, you buy booze, and then you buy clothes, and that's it. Booze and clothes.
And records.
Booze and clothes and records and drugs.
Well, no, because drugs are illegal, unless you're referring to paracetamol, in which case that's fine.
Well, let's not be facetious about it. Kids buy drugs. They absolutely flat out do. All over the world, they always have done, and they always will do. It doesn't matter how illegal you make it. It could be the death penalty on the first conviction. They will still go out and buy drugs. You know they will.
I know, I'm just being the voice of reason, for balance.
But that's no kind of balance, just to say something silly. That's the voice of stupidity, Kev.
Oh.
You stupid boy. So that's what they do. Until you're in your late 20s, or earlier, if you happen to get hitched, get dragged up the aisle, for whatever reason, and then you turn around and furniture is the new black. Everybody's buying furniture. Everybody over the age of 30, the only thing they're spending money on is food and furniture, and that's it. They're staying in and watching TV, and what are they watching? Not BBC One, that's for damn sure. I loved it. One a bloke called Bland, who runs the BBC. What better name for a bloke who runs the BBC than Bland? Can you believe it? He was railing against satellite television for producing, I wish I'd cut it out. Unutterable crap, he said. It's just, there's nothing to watch. It's rubbish. Get me BBC One's, I think I've probably got it here. Have I started on the BBC already? Oh, blimey, I'm like a stuck record. Well, let's just go through it, just out of interest. Here's BBC. Where's the Guardian? Keep the TV listings now. Inside back page. I hate that. The Daily Telegraph does that too. Inside back page. You know, as though that's not what people who read the Daily Telegraph are interested in doing. You know, watching television when they get home. Please. Stick it on the back page. You know, don't be... That's just daft that they don't do that. Because that's the thing that everybody wants. And the inside back page is the worst... Is the most difficult page to actually flip over. Because you don't have the weight of all the other pages to, you know, when you're sitting on the train or whatever, you don't have the weight to, you know what I mean? To scissor it in half. Yeah. And so you end up, and you want to look, and if you read the Daily Telegraph, you probably want to look at the TV surreptitiously, because, you want to give the impression that you're, you know, having bridge evenings and going out and playing chess with people and, you know, saving the planet.
Can you play bridge?
Probably, yeah, I have played it, but I haven't, not for a decade or more. What the hell's that got to do with anything?
Can you play poker?
Oh, shut up, boy, I'm on a roll. And so they want to surreptitiously take a quick peek at the TV to see what's on, to see if Jeremy Beadle is on. But they don't want anybody else to know that that's what they're doing. You know, just because it's just like... But you can't, the back page hasn't got the weight and the momentum, so you end up, like, sort of doing origami on the train. And now everybody knows that you have no life, and all you're doing after your boring day in the office is going home and watching boring television. So you should stick it on the back page. Where should they stick it?
The back page. If you had a studio audience right now, you go...
Yes.
Where should they stick it? They all shout back,
The back page. I'd like you to stick it in your family.
Now I go window cleaning.
That's not, that is clearly not right. Stick it in your family album.
What a picture. Ram-tiddy-am-bam-bam-bam.
Yes?
Stick it in your family album.
Exactly.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
Free call 0500 1053 89.
I
chose with the devices.
The self-styled voice of a generation, Jimmy Percy, and it's Sham 69,
Angels with Dirty Faces,
and there they are in their comedy tough boy routine, looking like a bunch of rent boys from the East End. Polydor Records presents Sham 69, there it is. The first in a large collection from my collection.
most of which are from your collection. Yeah. One or two aren't, because, you know...
Oh, because, well, I grabbed a fistful at random from the big box that I got at home, and so most of them nobody would ever have heard of. So you are playing the producer man, and I think you can safely cut it now. You're playing producer man, and sticking in a few that people would have heard of before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations, Boyd. Now you've finally made a contribution to the program.
Oh, good.
Okay, here's the BBC One lineup for tonight. You know, Christopher Bland, I think that's the guy's name, had the unmitigated gall to accuse satellite television of producing endless repeats and tripe. From 7 o'clock, okay, that's peak time. That's fair enough, isn't it? 7 o'clock Friday night. That's got to be one of your best lineups of the week, am
yeah,
I right?
Well, yeah, you look at Channel 4, you've got all those.
Channel 4, it is without doubt Channel 4's hottest lineup of the week. Okay, from 7, Weekend Watchdog with that woman.
Eric Klitgaard.
No, not her. The her winking woman.
Alastair Wankel in Moscow.
Exactly. So that's all you need. Weekend Watchdog, her moaning on about, soap that doesn't lather. You know, who cares? Please, just complain to the relevant people. They'll put an ad in the paper telling you to please... Why is Sick Boy creasing up?
I don't know. Sick Boy, what are you doing?
Who are you talking to?
Oh, hello, we're getting to you now.
Oh, he's...
You're just having a chat with somebody on the phone.
Do pay attention, 007.
Any personal calls can be taken outside.
The big red light means we're on.
Yeah. He'd be sitting there composing a letter to his mum next. And then Fawlty Towers. Now, you can't fault that, except it's a damn repeat. It's ancient. How old is that? It's like 20 years old.
Must be.
No, it's not 20 years old. Something
yeah,
like
must,
that.
Must
of that order. And then, guess what?
Go on.
Only Fools and Horses.
Oh, there we go.
A repeat. Ancient. And then Dangerfield. What's that?
Oh, it's a detective thing.
Another bloody police show.
Yeah.
Did I just swim?
I think you did.
Whoops. And then Harry Enfield. Guess what? A repeat. Then Undercover Heart. Guess what? A repeat.
From last night.
And then a movie with Catherine Ross. Oh, she's very good. Who the hell's that? So, what the hell's he talking about?
Paul's
anyway.
Wife, isn't it?
Who?
Paul Ross. It's
Paul
his wife.
Ross.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me about Paul Ross.
Why?
Because around about now, he'll probably be straightening his seams and putting on his stiletto heels, because he has a beat to cover around about King's Cross.
Hello, I'm Paul Ross,
yeah?
And contrary to what Nick Abbott says, I am not a prostitute.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what you say. Here's a call in Bath. Hello.
Hi, Nick. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Cool. Yeah, I was looking at the TV schedules. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Mm. Dangerfield, that's bland.
Well, that's the guy, bland.
Yeah. Terrible, that. Oh, before I get on to it, I got a slight South Park anorak thing. You know you mentioned about it's always, oh my God, they killed Kenny?
Yeah.
There was another one where it was an individual was mentioned. You know the one where Mr. Garrison had his face changed to David Hasselhoff?
Yes.
And it was Miss Ellen, the supply teacher?
Yes. I remember it well.
Yeah, classic. Well, when she chucks the scimitar through Kenny's head and sticks him to the wall.
Mm-hmm. And he said it with feeling, too. He said,
oh, my God, she killed Kenny.
And then he said, you. Mm-mm.
Yeah, plural.
And he meant it, too.
He did. I felt for him.
No, it was singular. He said, mm-mm, singular.
Did he?
Can we have a few fewer callers about South Park? This is getting desperate. I mean, it's not getting desperate, but it's getting, kind of like one note here. I mean, I know everybody likes South Park, and I've been turning everybody onto this program. And Channel 4 should actually be giving me money now. Who's on line? Who's on the star line?
Any
it's not
guesses?
Carol McGiffin, is
yeah.
it? Oh, exactly. So what's up, Retchie?
Oh, right. No, I was wondering where I could find the pictures of Nikki the newsreader on the internet.
Nikki the psycho newsreader?
Could
what
you
the hell do you want a picture of her for?
Well, it's not for what you think, obviously.
What do I think?
Alastair Wanklin.
Exactly.
I know that's what you're thinking. No, what it is, I've got kind of a theory about what she might look like.
Yeah.
Right, either,
mm-hmm.
To explain, her somewhat aggressive attitude.
Yeah.
She
is, by the way, at her judo championship at the
yeah.
moment, isn't she?
Yeah.
So watch your step, mate. Bath is not that far away.
I think she's tremendous. but no, either she's like a kind of Vanessa Feltz type ball breaker, which would explain the chip on her shoulder.
Yeah.
Or she's like a... Or perhaps she's like a hot babe and she has to sort of be all forthcoming to sort of be taken at more than just face value.
Right.
Or is she just some kind of frumpy in-betweener?
Well,
I don't know.
Who knows? Oh, you will forever remain in mystery. Can I call you Mr. Fide?
No.
Both Nikki and I always refer to you like that.
We did.
We did.
We did.
That's what I said. Okay, here's Carol McGiffin.
Hello, Nickers.
Carol.
How are you?
I'm all right. What the hell do you want?
Well, I just found out to tell you about Paul Ross, because he's not on duty tonight in King's Cross.
Isn't he?
No, because he's, well, you see, he's supposed to be going to the Richard and Judy 10th anniversary party tonight, right?
Where is it?
Pardon?
Where is it? Don't tell us.
I've got no idea. I'm not invited. I was invited, but he is.
How come you aren't invited and he is?
Because...
Isn't he on the channel opposite them at the same time?
Well, yeah, but he used to do features for them, didn't he? He used to do stuff for them.
Oh, right.
And I don't. And, anyway, well, no, I was actually asked to go on there once, but then at the last minute they said no, they didn't want me on because they were hoping to get someone else on in the future. And if they had me on, that right. would scupper their chances of getting this other person on.
Got it.
Get it?
Got it.
Anyway, so he's supposed to be going to the Richard and Judy party tonight, right? And did you see the Mirror today?
Somebody better go. No, that was the only paper I didn't see today for some strange reason.
Paul's been blabbing off, right, to Matthew Wright. And Matthew Wright's gone and printed the story today.
Okay, well, hold on to that while I get it, because I don't want to talk about something I haven't seen. Kev's having a cow in there.
He's what?
He's having a cow. We need to go take a break again.
Oh, go on then.
Good grief, they just come thick and fast, don't they? But we love them. Mostly coming fast. That's the thing about the ads on this station. They're not thick, they're fast. Okay, so can I ask you to pause?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I ask you to hold it for me?
Yeah, I'm here.
she's holding it as I speak, and I've just been delivered the Mirror. Drugs, shame, hits, Eton. Boy 16, smoked dope next door to William. Oh, big surprise. A 16-year-old experiments with the marijuana. What a great shock. It's a world exclusive. Teenager smokes dope. Hold the front page. it's amazing, isn't it? So we're going to go away in order to come back again.
Anorax, email Nick now.
nabbott@talk-radio.co.uk.
Just read. What?
Are you there, Carol?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
I've just read it. Unbelievable.
Isn't it brilliant? Isn't it funny? So he's been boasting all week, right, about being invited to this party.
Really?
And I bet he still goes, but it will just be so hilarious.
They won't
let it go.
Yeah, they'll do a makeover on him.
Well, they'll do something.
And then they'll bury him up to his neck.
I mean, he probably doesn't even know that story's in there, but read it out. Go on, read it out.
All right, I'll read it in full because it's a very short one. It says, for some reason, Richard and Judy appear to have forgotten to send me an invitation to a bash they're throwing on Friday, celebrating 10 years as the king and queen of daytime TV. The me in question is the... have you met this bloke?
Who?
Matthew Wright.
Of course I have. I know him quite well, actually.
What's he like?
He's all right for a gossip columnist.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, he's fairly harmless. You know, he's all right. He's not vicious. He's not nasty.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not. He's not.
Well, you mean in person or in print?
In person. I mean, the thing is, if he likes you, you're all right. If he doesn't like you and you're, you know, horrible to him, then he'll use his column to get back at people. But that's what people do on the radio as well, don't they? That's what people in radio and TV do. You know, if you slag someone off, if somebody else has got a radio show, they'll slag you off. So that's how it works.
I've never said a negative thing about anybody in show business. Because that would be
but
wrong.
You know what I mean? You use your show, be, don't you?
That
to
would
express
be career...
your opinion and say what you think of certain people.
No, I don't. That would be career suicide.
You do it all the time. How dare you say that?
Say something out. Give me some dirt on Matthew Wright. Is he a coke snorting, dope smoking, ecstasy popping philanderer?
I've got absolutely no idea.
Come on.
Not a philanderer. And as to
what do you mean, definitely not a philanderer?
No, I don't. I'm sure he's not.
Well, definitely now. We're downgrading here from definitely now to I'm sure.
Okay, not definitely then, but I don't think so.
In a moment, he'll have a harem.
He's only just married.
Really?
And he's a very nervous type. He's a bit nervous. He's a bit sort of, you know, not too sure of himself. But he's a bit sort of...
He doesn't write that way.
He's a bit... Well, I know, but he's a bit sort of overpowering and he kind of laughs at everything you say and do, and he's a very kind of nervous person.
Hmm.
Whether or not there's anything that makes him like that, I'm not quite sure. But he's sort of, like, got a wonky eye and...
He does? Not in this picture, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't, no, because his byline picture's actually all right. It makes him look quite cute. But he's all right, honestly. He's okay for a gossip columnist.
What are the competition like?
What do you mean? Dominic Moen?
Who's that?
In The Sun, the Bazaar column.
Oh, right.
He's all right. He goes in my pub now. Can you believe that?
Okay, so anyway, the rest of this story is... he hears that they've sent an invite to Motormouth star Paul Ross, who by all accounts is not even a fan. This is a quote. Paul Ross says, he's going to their party this evening, right? He's quoted in the newspaper as saying about the Richard and Judy show. He says, I can't believe the Richard and Judy show has been on for 10 years. He says, I could do it. I could ask stupid questions like Richard and get really fat like Judy. He says he's got an invite to the party, but he's not even sure he's going to go.
Listen, he's talked about nothing else all week.
Really?
So it's not a case of, you know, he's obviously been blabbing off at the wrong time. So I can't wait to find out tomorrow morning whether or not he went and whether or not he got slapped by both of them. Because he deserves to be slapped. Doesn't he, don't you think?
No, he'll talk his way out of it. You know he will.
Of course he will. He's king liar.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I said yes, but that was a...
That was
a knee-jerk response.
He is Mr. BS personified. Anyway, talk about nerves, right? Did you see, no, of course you didn't. Did you see Judy Finnegan on TFI Friday?
No.
My God. Talk about nervous.
Nervous?
Yeah, I mean, maybe someone else saw it. Maybe somebody who's listening to you now saw it, but... She had the shakes like you would not believe.
Well, I can imagine, because it's not really the kind of atmosphere on a TV program that she's used to. I mean, she's all sofas, and that shows, you know, she's all sofas and pastel colours and beige and laid back, and TFI is more kind of prickly and the edge of your seat, and what the hell's going to happen next, the guests
no,
must think.
No, she's been on there before, and the thing is, listen, Nickert, when you do TV, right, if you do TV every single day, it's like... You know, you don't get nervous before you go on the radio, do you?
Well, no, it's different going on other people's shows, though, surely. Because, you know, on her own show, she is the queen, right? And nothing happens without her knowing or her say-so and so on and so forth. So, you know, it's she is the queen of her domain. But she steps onto somebody else's show, and somebody who has, you know, a reputation for being anarchic and, you know, unpredictable and, you know, what's going to happen next and, you know, it's like,
but
unlike...
But she knows that he's not going to stitch her up or anything because, you know, they're all like best mates, aren't they, that lot?
I don't know.
Well, they are. They're all, you know, sort of like big hugs when they go on and everything. And I just don't understand it. I don't understand how you can do 2 hours of live TV every single day for 10 years. Or rather, not every single day, but 5 days.
Well, Richard and Judy, that's not in front of an audience, is it?
No.
Well, TFI is. I mean, you've got, you know, a beer-drinking audience.
Yeah, but
Plus, anything you say about TFI is clouded. Your judgment is clouded, dear. You're bound to say negative things.
I'm not being negative. I don't understand... No, I'm not being negative about it at all. I didn't say anything about the programme.
Brush that chip off your shoulder, dear.
I've not got to
move on. Good grief. How long is it since you've been divorced? Get over it.
I am not slagging off the programme. I'm not slagging off. All I'm saying is that for Judy, who goes on TV for 2 hours, 5 days a week for 10 years, goes onto a TV show and is as nervous as hell. That's what I don't understand. I'm not slagging the programme off. Will you stop it? Will you stop trying to make out that I'm all twisted and bitter?
You are.
I'm not.
Twisted and bitter.
I'm not.
He left you in the dust and relatively penniless, I'm thinking.
What?
You are relatively penniless.
Me?
Yearning for the future that you have, that has gone asunder.
Stop trying to wind me up, Nick. It won't work. It just won't work.
I think it has worked, ladies and gentlemen.
It has not. Everybody knows that's not true. Everybody knows how I feel about it. And I'm not... I wouldn't watch this stupid programme, would I? Look, you're just winding me up and I'm going now.
Oh, don't go in a huff.
I'm not. I'm going to go.
No, don't go, Carol.
I'm going.
Oh, don't go.
You're trying to wind me up.
Well, yeah, but you said I was failing.
No. No, you can't wind me up about that. But okay. People get the wrong idea. If you say that, people think, oh, yeah. And I'm not.
Okay.
We're friends now. Anyway, we speak now.
Oh, good.
So, you know, there's nothing hideous. And no, I'm not pandering after that lifestyle because I don't want it to. And you're just seeing now I'm going to go on about this now.
Right.
You're horrible.
Oh, definitely.
What?
Oh, there you are.
There.
Oh, was that Lorraine?
Yeah.
Have you got Lorraine on your computer now?
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Like oh, it. No. All right. Oh, look at you.
I like it when she says, That's my favourite.
So what have you been doing all week then, you skiver?
I went to see theatre. I went
what
to
theater?
Eat out.
What?
I saw Chicago again.
Oh, did you? We interviewed the bloke from that. What's his name? Is it Joel Grey who's in Chicago?
Joel Grey, yeah. He was, who was Joel Grey again?
He was in Cabaret.
Cabaret, that's right.
Yeah.
He was much better than Nigel Planer, I have to say, because I saw it when it first came out. I got a freebie when the show first started. And I tell you what, that is if you like musicals, even if you don't like musicals, you can't come out of that show without thinking that was just absolutely fantastic.
Well, that's what he said to me. He said, you must go, because even if you don't like musicals, you'll enjoy it, and I don't like musicals.
You'll love it. Did he offer you free seats?
What?
Did he offer you a freebie?
Yeah, he did, actually, and to go backstage and say hello afterwards.
Oh, blimey, give them to me. Now I found out. I just spent 70 quid on those tickets.
You paid for tickets to go to the theatre?
Of course.
You're on the radio, for crying out loud.
You can't. Well, nobody's heard of me.
Well, you don't have to.
I tell you one time.
Someone to phone up and say, you know, someone from Talk Radio wants to review the show.
No,
look at me. I don't do it. I always pay for my tickets.
But they don't let you go. They don't give you freebies unless it's the first night.
No, I know. I'm rubbish at blagging. No, they do, actually. They do.
Somebody, I asked for tickets for something or other, and it was so embarrassing. I said, it's, and they said, who is it? I said, it's Nick Abbott. He said, oh, yes. So how many tickets for Russ Abbott? I said, no, Nick Abbott. And they're like, who the hell are you?
That's terrible. That's terrible. You don't know, don't do it. Just pay anyway.
Yeah, I know. The hell with it.
Otherwise, you get a bit lost in showbiz and you start demanding things.
Money means nothing to us, Carol, does it?
What? I don't do it.
No,
I don't.
I said, money means nothing to us.
Oh.
So where are you going next?
What do you mean, where am I going next?
Abroad. Where are you going?
I don't know. I haven't been away this week. It's terrible. I don't know. I'm going to go to New York for a weekend. Well, not a weekend, but a couple
when?
Of days. Not till November.
Oh, blimey, okay.
So I've got quite a while in this country now.
I want you to bring me back something.
What?
Chef Boyardee pizza mix.
What?
Chef Boyardee pizza mix. And I can say it over and over again because you can't buy it in this country. It's the best. It's
Nickers.
Great.
Nickers.
It's better than,
Can I just ask you something?
What?
Why do you want to stay in and make pizza when you can go out and buy?
Because it's just much
pizza.
Better. It's much better. Much, much, much better. It's better.
No, you haven't got a pizza oven in your house.
A pizza oven?
You need a pizza oven to make pizza.
A separate, dedicated pizza oven?
Yeah.
What planet are you living on, dear?
You do. In order to cook great pizza, like Pizza Express, because I think Pizza Express is the best pizza.
Okay, without naming any brands that you can get over here, that's really, you did that really smoothly, actually, yeah.
Sorry, I was just expressing an opinion. Expressing an opinion. You need a pizza oven. You need a decent pizza oven with, like, a stone bit on the bottom, and you haven't got that. How on earth can you recreate the taste of a great pizza in your little fan oven?
Shut up.
How can you? What is the point of that?
Just get me the damn mix, will you?
Okay, I'll get it for you.
And then leave the rest to me.
So do you get paid when you don't have to work?
What, in the last two nights when we had the football, you mean?
Yeah.
Of course.
You do?
Of course.
You jammy devil.
Rest.
How did you wangle that?
I fired my... No, I'm not going to go into that.
Yeah, no, I know. I know. You worked it out yourself, you mean? That's
I worked
fantastic.
It out. I worked it out with a pencil, yeah. Here, listen, Carol, I've got a board full of people.
Oh, sorry.
And every time you come on, I love it, but they occasionally we get complaints like...
I know.
Somebody called in the other day and just whined that you get straight to the front of the queue, and then we end up talking for about an hour, and they have to hold for, you know, just
I
forever.
Know. Well, they're not paying for the call, I am.
I know, screw them.
I pay for the call, and they don't, because I have to phone in on the other line. Anyway, look, I won't annoy your listeners anymore. I'm sorry, Knickers listeners. Listener. I'm sorry, all you. Now, what was I going to say? Oh, the other thing is, I did phone up the other night and help you out with that thing, because it was really annoying me, because you kept turning the pages, and it was annoying me. But I had to go out, that's why I didn't stay on the line and talk to you.
Right.
I was in a rush. Because you were about to tell everybody off in the other room.
You weren't at home crying about a future that never will be.
That's right. That's exactly what I was doing. I couldn't speak because I was welling up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be stupid. You know me. You do that. Don't you know that winds me up if you talk about things like that?
I just heard you say it didn't wind you up. You're so contrary-wise, dear.
No, but you can wind me up.
So you're on tomorrow morning with Paul Ross, and well, I guess we'll find out about that whole story, that whole unpleasant mess with the Richard and Judy party, and
yes.
You'll probe him.
And I can't wait.
Deeply, yeah.
I hope he gets punched in the face.
So either way, we'll find out. It's Carol and Paul Ross tomorrow on The Breakfast Show. What time do you start, dear?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock?
Yeah, I'm going to bed in a minute.
Yeah, you should do, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, see you later.
It was Carol McGiffin.
Big out. You have got to talk to him. He'll listen to you.
This is what I call power pop. It's PVC2. Great stuff. I love all this old. I'd love my old radio show where I could actually just go ahead and play all of this old stuff. I yearn for that. In fact, I went and asked the bloke who's running what was an indie station in London before he got on the air, and he said no. And now he's been fired. So, I'm not at all happy about that, as you can tell. This is Put You in the Picture by PVC2. Midge Ure. Yeah, exactly. See how great he used to be? This is on Zoom Records. Silk Songs. This is Edinburgh, isn't it? Glasgow, something like that. PVC2, Put You in the Picture. Absolutely fantastic. Deranged, Demented and Free on the other side. Excellent. So it's punk night all night long. Most of these are my very own, except for the ones that Kev puts in that are more well-known. Look at these people. They have been waiting forever. Here's one in Taunton. Hello, Simon.
Hi.
Simon.
Hi. I just got a beep there.
If you say so. I just want you to be happy with your beep.
Oh, very happy.
So?
Yes, they wanted me to talk about Bones.
They?
Yeah.
What, you're getting voices in your head now?
People that answered the phone.
So, okay, first of all, Simon, what the hell are you talking about? Second, what did you call in about? Third, get on with it.
Well, I called in to play a bit of tape, but he didn't like it.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Simon, was Sick Boy talking to you?
Yeah, he was.
Sick Boy, what have you been saying to Simon?
So Russell spoke to Simon first.
Yeah, and then you were having a chat with him, and Nick said, "What? Do you remember when you said, what are you doing?
It says on here, I've been washing bones.
Yeah, okay. What's this bone thing, Simon?
Well, I see her sit in a museum all day and wash bones.
I want you to tell me about your bone. What do you mean?
Not
you
wash? That kind of bone.
You wash bones?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
What kind of bones?
Pleistocene bones.
Plasticine
no,
bones?
No, Pleistocene. They come from the Quaternary period.
Nonsense,
dug up
man.
From a cave near in Banwell.
The what period?
The Pleistocene period. They're from the last ice age. They're like about 70,000 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
70,000?
They dug out of this cave in Banwell, and I sat there and washed them, and there are like about 6,000 of them.
How do they smell?
Pretty bad.
Like what?
Well, just like old bones, basically.
Well, I don't know how old bones smell,
well,
man.
Nasty and horrible and smelly.
And what kind of bones are they?
Well, they're reindeer, bison,
What's the difference between a buffalo and a bison? Don't answer that question.
I've no idea.
You don't know?
No, I'm not an expert on animals.
Oh, come off it. Were you ever a kid? Were you ever 5 years old? You don't know the difference between a buffalo and a bison?
I'm a very strange person.
You can't... Well, that became apparent on the first thing you said. What is the difference between a buffalo and a bison, Simon? For crying out loud, come on.
Well, one of them's got horns, I think.
No, you can't wash your hands in a buffalo.
That was a lame joke.
Of course, like I said, weren't you ever five?
No. Well, possibly.
Your mummy,
I can't remember it.
Your mummy knitted a teenager.
Brain long since turned to useless grey jelly.
Yes, somebody should wash your bone.
I wish.
And which museum do you work at?
Somerset County Museum.
Somerset County Museum. Okay, well, his name is Simon. He works at Somerset County Museum. Send him a letter with a picture and maybe he'll let you wash his bone. It is Elizabeth from Cheddar. Good evening, Elizabeth.
How are you?
I am all right. How are you?
I'm waiting for ages
fine
on the
and
phone.
Everything. What? Hey, sorry?
Waiting for ages on the phone.
You've been waiting for ages on the phone.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's nice to listen to Carol McGriffin, though. She was talking wow, like, very nice, polite person to you, isn't she?
What?
Very nice person, Carol is.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's lovely.
No.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say, I rung up to speak about George Formby.
George Formby, you say? Yeah.
I remember years ago, it must have been about 10 years ago, I seen a film about him on television.
Really?
He made films as well, yeah. But it must have been the old films, it must have been back in the 1980s.
Wasn't one of those old 8mm things that they're now resuscitating and showing late night on Channel 5. Did he have his uke in his hand?
Come on, yeah, he made a film about, he was singing that song, I think, in a film once, years ago.
What one?
That one just played.
This one?
Yeah.
Now I go into cleaning,
that's
right,
to earn
an honest bob.
For a nosy pack, it's an interesting job.
An interesting job.
That's what I said.
Have George Formby on talk radio, like very nice.
What?
Very nice to have George Formby singing on, like, on After Effects, like.
You keep fit a lot, don't you, Elizabeth?
Pardon?
You keep fit a lot, don't you,
yeah,
Elizabeth?
Yeah, I'm going aerobics Monday.
Going on aerobics?
Monday, yeah. There's a new leisure centre opening in Cheddar, a new swimming pool that's been built. It was open yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start going back to aerobics again.
Well, you got to keep fit, ain't ya?
Yeah.
Do they play this kind of music at your aerobics?
No.
No?
I like the Spice Girls.
Oh.
Keep fit, take exercise, keep fit, and you'll be wise, that's it. Grow twice your size, whatever you do, keep fit.
Remember that at all times, keep fit, even
yeah,
if you are
right,
dancing
yeah
to the Spice Girls. Excuse me.
Nick.
Yes.
So, you went on the last two nights, was you? You went on last night, no Wednesday, was you?
Like,
switched the radio on last night, and I heard the sport on, so
yeah.
I didn't hear you on there, so I turned it off, because you went on there.
So, you, in other words, you didn't achieve happiness?
Happiness! Happiness!
Is that what you're saying?
It's nice to have you back on the show, though.
Well, you can't smile without me. So, what have you been doing, Elizabeth?
I've been doing a lot of walking today, exercising.
Yeah.
And I've been on my diet, starting my diet today. I had a jacket potato and salad and...
Any mayo on the jacket potato?
I had, like, what was it? It was beans, it was low-fat beans.
Beans?
Yeah.
Really?
A potato with garnish.
Did you have butter on it?
No, no butter, no.
No butter, no butter.
No.
No butter. It makes you... Every time they put a great big dollop of butter on your jacket potato, it makes you want to scream. Like that.
Sometimes it has some cheddar cheese on it, though.
Why is that?
Yeah, sometimes.
Because they come from Cheddar.
Yeah.
Does cheddar cheese taste better in Cheddar?
I think it do.
You
it's
think
like cheddar cheese is, yeah.
You think it do?
It do, cheddar cheese. I don't eat much cheese, because I'm going to watch my weight, see, Nick.
It's like Ross Perot, it do.
I've got to watch what I eat, see, because I'm always dieting every day of my life.
You're on one of those seafood
dieting
diets.
I've been over 7 years now. I've kept the weight over 7 years.
Seafood and you eat it. So, apart from a jacket potato, what do you eat during the day?
Apples, fruit, bran flakes for breakfast, and brown toast.
Oh.
I don't take sugar on me, see. I have sweeteners.
Mm-hmm.
And skim milk, and coffee, and tea.
Yeah.
Diet Coke.
Blimey, that's a pretty heady brew you've got going there, Elizabeth.
I give up drink. See, I don't drink at all.
Huh?
I don't drink. I give up drink.
Right.
I'm famous in the papers for giving up drink.
You're famous in the papers for giving up drink?
Yeah, because it said Elizabeth Smith from Cheddar. That was like in the paper years ago. give up booze. And I was on HTV News for giving it up as well, because I was saying on HTV News, and I was they filmed me on there, going back the 3rd of September, 1996.
Right.
I said I do aerobics in my bedroom, dancing to music, 2 hours a night, dancing to music.
2 hours a night dancing? Do you ever dance to this one? Can you feel yourself jigging from side to side?
I can dance to that one.
Are the waves coursing through your body?
Yeah, they do play that song actually in aerobics.
Do they? In aerobics?
Yeah.
You could, if you get really good, you could be a professional aerobic teacher.
Yeah. I don't think I'd want to do that, though.
Of course not. That would be silly.
It's my birthday next Wednesday, Nick.
It is?
Next Wednesday.
Happy birthday to you.
Next week.
How many?
That's right. It's 7th next Wednesday, isn't it?
You're going to be 7?
No, it's the 7th of October next Wednesday.
I have no idea. You're going to be 31?
I'll be 31, yeah. I'm getting on a bit, aren't I?
You're ancient, dear.
Yeah, I'm getting on a bit. Catching up to you.
You'll never catch up to me. That's the thing about age. You'll never get near me. You'll always be too young, as far as I'm concerned, Elizabeth from Cheddar.
Very nice to talk to you. I'll let you go on to the next quarter now, Nick.
Thank you very much, my dear.
Bye then. God bless.
God bless you, Elizabeth. It was Elizabeth from Cheddar.
I got a brand new combine harvester, and I'll give you the key. Come on now, let's get together in perfect harmony.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
Free call 0500 1053 89.
This is not one of my... I'm still exhausted after that last call.
So you have Carol and Elizabeth in a row.
In a row, yeah. Two in a row on the Nicky Abbott Show.
Is she still there?
I don't know. You're still there, Elizabeth from Cheddar? No, she's called.
No.
This sounds like Sweet.
Mr. Motors.
No, I know that. Could be the Sweet, though.
Mind you, even these days, Marilyn Manson sound like the Sweet.
Yeah. Marilyn Manson, that's our opening music, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
It's funny how popish a lot of this stuff sounds in retrospect. Because while you were there, it sounded quite, aggressive and, into it and all that stuff. But now it's kind of like just pop music, really. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. You've got a button in there for that, Dick. That's better. Oh, you can still email us, by the way, as ever. nabbott, 2Bs1T, at talk-radio.co.uk.
Oh, dear.
Or fax.
I'm dying.
0541 596979, which seems to be all I ever say on these programmes.
Where's my damn fader, you useless great god?
Right there.
Oh, shit. You always do that. You always do that. And where's that singing man?
The singing man is on the way.
Where?
Well, he's on a DAT, and I'm trying to
hit
the DAT.
He's on the way. I swear to God, somebody came in and did a singing session for us, and we made him sing all sorts of various things. Who's that?
Oh, that's our newsreader. Hello.
Hello.
He's very shy, doesn't speak much.
Nice. Hey, it's Mike Allen. Good God, you're early.
Hello, Mike.
What's up with Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Is that big package for me?
Yeah, we're on the air. Oh. Ah, well, we'll see what we can do for you.
What?
He's just having some trouble with his program. We're going to see if we can help him out a little bit later on.
Mike doesn't need any help with his program. He has enough audience as it is. We're the ones that are struggling.
Where's Kirsty Young?
Kirsty Young, she's on Channel 5. I spotted her just the other day.
I
sent a SWAT team around there to grab her on the way out. We haven't seen her in ages.
We've just got a SWAT team out there to keep her on the front page.
Christy Fong.
I must go. I'm going to start a rumour.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here's one in Woodbury. Hello, Francis.
Hello.
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 Francis.
Hello. It's quite good that Elizabeth was on, because what I was phoning you about was your chair, and I think she's related to that in some way. Your squeaky chair?
I've had it replaced.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, on Sunday, Russell Grant was complaining about that, and I think that Elizabeth put some sort of hex on it or something. Because she phones him up every week and tries to win a prize pack, but unfortunately she never manages it.
How much free stuff does she want from this radio station? I mean, I love her. She's one of my favourite callers.
She's one of my...
excuse me, ever. But,
she's one of my favourite callers, too. She always makes me smile.
I was honking when during that last call. That was great. We should send her something free just for that last call.
That's what I was going to say. I think she should have something just for making people smile.
But she's had a sweatshirt, she's had a mug and a pen and everything else that we send out. She's had all of that.
Has she had a photograph of you?
What the hell would she want that for?
I don't know. But I think that, you know that you send out photographs of all the talk radio presenters. I think that you should also send out a photograph of Elizabeth, because I think she's part of it now, isn't she?
She's part of our great big happy family, for want of a better word. Yes.
Yes. Okay, that's
it. Oh, that's it? Good. Okay, that's lovely, Frances. Thanks a lot, dear. What was that call about?
No idea.
Is, the Boone Spender...
What?
Okay, yeah, get, Dr. Freud in here immediately. The Boone Spender, the Spoon Bender. Does he still do a show?
Yuri. Yeah. Oh, from time to time he pops up with his spoons.
He does?
Mm.
There was a thing on, there was a... they have a show in the States called, Profiles of the Rich and... Life of the Rich and Famous, or something like that. With some weird English bloke. And they had something similar to that on Channel 5 when Uri Geller was on it. Some of the stuff he comes out with, good grief. Seriously, what's he talking about? That's a direct question to you, Kev.
Well, I didn't see the programme in question.
Didn't you?
No. Although, don't forget Uri Geller tomorrow night on talk radio.
He isn't, is he?
He's not, I'm kidding.
You should see the place he lives in. He's made some money. I wish I could bend spoons.
Should try it later on.
Yeah.
Try in the second hour.
blimey, is it that time already?
Yeah.
He had his son come out and say, when my dad calls somebody, I think, well, they won't be in. And guess what? They're not in. And that's like scientific evidence of something extraterrestrial going on there. Like, what?
That's slimy.
And he has a crystal in his hall, and his son fell off the balcony, and he was okay. Therefore, the crystal saved his life. I'm like, oh, obviously. It's scientific proof. Science not only brings you shampoo that you can use every day, it also proves that, everything and so on and so forth and above and beyond. I don't have a neat... way to end this section of the program. So I'll just make every watch that's ever broken that you put in your drawers suddenly spring to life. Go and check. It's working.
Talk Radio satellite weather, rain over Scotland will spread southwards. Much of Scotland and Northern Ireland will soon become dry, along with northwest England and Wales. There's a risk of the odd shower elsewhere, lows of 6 Celsius. Tomorrow, southern England will have scattered showers and sunny spells. Dry in the rest of the UK, with the risk of drizzle in some areas. Highs of 15 Celsius tomorrow. Talk Radio news time, it's 8:04.
Your number one talk station, 10:53 and 10:89 AM, Talk Radio.
Hello!
Survey asks, something that flies that doesn't have an engine. Answer, a bicycle with wings. You're not one of these children who says sorry, pardon, when you actually understood what I said, are you?
Sorry?
Cartman in South Park. Does he not remind you of anyone?
Cartman reminds me of Kev. You people are insane. You should get out and watch more television or something. Oh no, it's Cherie Blair. She has the biggest, most toothsome grin. I bet she could pop a football. You know. Look who it is. There she is. We were wondering where the hell she is. She's there. Look, she's there.
What channel would that be?
I've got no idea.
Could you have your seat?
Nick Abbott.
And I don't mean...
mean to be rude to Mrs. Blair, but her picture's in the papers again today. You know, and I'm saying this in her best interest. Someone has got to tell her. And you know that picture editors, they just must love it, because... Am I wrong about this? Look, there she is right there.
All right. Oh, good grief.
I know. You just think, close your mouth, dear.
It's like someone stuck a coat hanger in there.
You could post a letter sideways. You could... A parcel. And she's a very intelligent... She is a very intelligent woman. It's just that when captured on film... Laughing like that, is she, it's just, it's not her best, it's not her best look. When you see a camera, please keep your mouth, it's just keep your mouth closed. It's just better, it really is. So what are we doing?
I don't know. You're right, you're there.
Yeah, I was going to say something, I can't remember what it was.
I hate it when that happens.
Yes, damn it.
Like, you walk in a room and say, oh, I came in here for some reason, and you can never remember why you're there.
Until you leave.
Yeah, and then you go, oh, and you have to go back.
Here's one in Derby, who's been waiting since last Thursday, it seems. Hello, John.
Hello. About the missing words to the scaffold record. Do you want me to tell you?
What?
What?
The scaffold record. Is everybody happy?
Oh,
you want me to tell you?
Yeah, go on then.
Is everybody happy? You can bet your life we are.
Well, close. No cigar. The scaffold? That's got nothing to do with the scaffold.
It was. Today's Tuesday. Today's Tuesday. Tuesday is roast beef. Is everybody happy? You can bet your life we are.
No. Sorry, wrong. Close. You are a loser, baby, so why don't we dump you?
Oh.
You waited 45 minutes for that, John, and you were wrong.
Well, just to not waste the call, I'd like to ask you what you think about the breweries putting an extra 9p on beer.
The who?
The breweries.
Oh, the breweries.
Putting an extra 9p on beer.
Yeah.
Because people are not drinking enough.
I am.
Yeah, I know, but there's not enough. I mean, you've got to get more people according to the breweries, because they've put this bloody extra 9p.
Have you heard anything about this, Kev?
No.
It's in the newspaper. It was in the... can I mention the newspaper?
Oh, I think you're about to.
It was in the Daily Mail.
The Daily Mail?
Yeah, of all the newspapers...
Get the Daily Mail in here.
Of all the newspapers in all the world, you had to be reading that one. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's my sister. I don't read it. I can't stand it, to be honest. my sister wastes the money on this.
Yeah.
She should be drinking beer, you know.
Of course.
Spending these 9p charge fee.
They're not going to put 9p on a pint.
It's ridiculous. Because they say that not enough people are drinking, and then...
Now, you're talking about bitter.
Yeah, bitter. Well, there's not... around this area, they don't do mild anymore. They stop mild.
No, lager is what we drink, John, these days. Step into the 80s, dude.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's still... It's 9p on all drinks except shorts.
You're talking rubbish, man. I never heard anything about this.
Wait. I'm sure, John, I'm sure we would have remembered.
Yes. That would be something that would have... Alarm bells would have started ringing in our brains, and we would have remembered that.
If I can find the article...
I would have read that and said...
Yeah, well, it was on your news as well.
Oh, well, we never listen to that.
Oh, well.
It's completely unreliable.
Oh, well. Well, if it's true, then I'm going to follow the example of Elizabeth of Cheddar and just boycott the places.
Of course.
If everybody did that, they'd have to bring the bloody beer down, because it's not getting any better.
Can you name any brands in particular, John? No, stop right there.
Oh.
0500 1053 89. It's a free call. You can fax us if you can't get through on the phone. You can fax us 0541 59 69 79. All free material gratefully received, if not necessarily read out on the air. And you can email us nabbott2bs1t@talk-radio.co.uk. I should, while I'm giving out all this crap, I should also mention that somebody has... put together a
And a website address that you can get to all the many and various, and they are many and various now, there's like about a dozen of them.
Lots of them, yeah.
Websites that people have set up about me. To me, it seems a bit bizarre, to say the least, but as they've gone to all the trouble, and it can do me nothing but good, unless it...
does you harm.
Yeah, exactly. I might as well tell you what it is. What is it?
It's www.nickabbott.com. That's one word, Nick Abbott, two B's, one T. I should confuse them.
Yes. So that's all the information thrown at you all at once, and everybody's just scrambling around, and now they've got a pencil, now they want me to repeat it. Forget it.
Do you want me to?
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
Free call 0500 1053 89.
There was just some great stuff produced around this time, wasn't there? Much of it was on Stiff Records. This was on Stiff. Their slogan at the time, which they used to change about once every release, was "The Shape of Things That Win." Stiff Records. And it was by the actual number. I sound like a jazz DJ now. And the drummer, he was the father of the bloke who delivered bread. By J32, Lena Lovitch, "Lucky Number." I think the B side of this is in Japanese.
Should play that next week.
Something tells me my lucky number. So there's one from the stacks of wax I've had in the back since 1978. One of my very own. And cut it. Okay, here is a call in Glasgow. It looks to me like a bloke called Alan. Alan.
Hello.
Alan.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Is this a different phone? No, my dad's been brought in a new phone, and I can hear people, but when I speak, sometimes he can't hear me.
Huh.
Aye. That's not very good when you're on the radio. Anyway, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. You tell me to call in when I can de-state the lens.
Oh, you're the bloke who was bragging about you going to go swimming.
Prisoner. Remember, I mentioned prisoner.
Yeah. Skipping over that. You said you were going to go swimming, and you were telling me how good it is as a sport and how great you feel after doing it. And you could do half of one breadth of the pool. And you walked the rest of the way. Unbelievable.
Yes, so I'll just cut that a wee bit, because I managed to be, near enough to the length, 28.
How many?
28.
28 lengths?
Right.
What, did you walk along the side of the pool?
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
You liar. You could do a half of a breadth, and now suddenly you can do 30 lengths.
Because all weeks I practice, because I...
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the one.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what else I've got to tell
you? Yeah. And you're not out of breath at all.
And guess what else I've got to tell you?
Liar.
Guess what else I've got to tell you?
What?
They've brought a rave version of Prisoner Cell Block H.
They do what, sorry?
A rave version of Prisoner Cell Block H.
A rave...
I've got it.
A version. Okay, does it sound a little bit like this?
No.
Well, I don't want to hear it then.
No, it does. I mean, do you want to hear it?
Okay, go on then. Let's just get this over with.
I'll fix up.
You mean you haven't? You've been holding for like half an hour and you haven't got it fixed up yet?
He has.
Oh, we seem to have lost the satellite feed on that call. What a damn shame. Here is one in London. It's someone called Ray. Hello.
Oh, hello there.
How's it going, Ray?
Oh, is that Mr. Nick? Yeah, that's Mr. Abbott. Yeah, can I call you Nick?
You can call me anything you like, just as long as you call me.
Yeah, okay. You had a woman rung up the other day, a couple of days ago, sounding Jamaican, and she gave you this big cold remedy. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had it, and it worked.
It did?
Well, I think it did.
Well, what did you do?
Knows? I might have been better the next day anyway.
Of course, yes.
But I felt all right.
This is no scientifically controlled experiment.
No, I didn't do mass clinical trials on 3,000 people, but
yeah.
I did it on myself, and it did make me want to puke, because it was garlic, and it was like raw garlic.
Give us the recipe. What did you do?
Well, I might have got it wrong, but this is how I done it. 2 cloves of garlic, she said, right, mash it up, I think, or something. And I put it in a cup. Then a spoon of honey, which always sounds good because it sweetens it up and that. And
it makes the medicine go down, I always find, yeah.
Yeah, and a half a lemon I squeezed. You didn't specify the amount of lemon, like, but I just found one in the fridge and it was good, and I squeezed almost all of it into
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And ginger, I didn't have any ginger, even dried, so I couldn't do that. But anyway, I drank it down, and I couldn't finish the cup because it was... Because it was very... Well, it almost made me puke. Like,
yeah.
I got up the next day, and I think it worked. And I just thought I'd ring up to tell all your listeners...
During the middle of the night, you didn't have to roll over and...
Well, I tell you, it took a good 2 days for the smell to dissipate from my breath. Apart from that, it wasn't too bad.
And you felt 100% better the next day?
Well, I wouldn't say 100%, no.
Well, put it into a percentage.
I'd say 70%.
Rusty Lee strokes again. She's great.
Yeah. And also, swimming is great. I swim 30, 40 lengths 3 times a week. And it's good. And, yeah, it's good.
Well, please remember, there's no P in our ool. Keep it that way.
Right, okay. And also, Yuri Geller tried to bend my spoon one day.
Yes.
But it didn't work.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he actually tried to bend everyone's spoon in the whole country, because what he did, I think it was on your show.
Not my show.
Not your specific show, no, but your station, so
yeah.
It was associated with you in a certain
right.
sense. Yeah.
I guess, yeah, it's my fault.
Yeah. And,
sorry!
Don't ask me why, but he said, put your spoon on the radio, and I did it. Don't ask me why I did it, but I did. And, I waited there looking at the spoon.
Right, and I've spent the last 2 minutes listening to you. You put a spoon on the radio.
Yuri Geller told me to. He sounded like an honest man.
Right, I want you to put your head out the window, say you're mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Thanks a lot, mate.
It's cool.
Okay, the best of luck with your swimming or whatever the hell it is that you intend to do with your life.
Spin spoons.
And don't ever swim with a cold.
Okay. Thanks, then.
All right. Thank you for your cooperation. Here's my cup of tea. Hooray. I've only been waiting like 15 minutes.
Would you like a biscuit with that?
No biscuits, thank you.
Any chocolate?
Even though they are lovely biscuits, I don't want one.
Okay. Chocolate?
Are you listening to me? No. I said no. No. No.
Okay. We'll have some for ourselves, then.
Really?
No. Unless you're buying, we're not going to.
No. I'm already enjoying one as I speak.
Nick Abbott.
I mean, he's a stand-up guy. He really cares about you, too.
This was an American band, wasn't it? Dead Boys.
The Americans are allowed to have punk.
Some say they predated British punk.
I don't need anyone. Don't need no mama and dad. Don't need no food at night.
There was MC5. There was Iggy Pop and the Stooges. The Ramones, all that good stuff.
The Stooges, were they punk then?
You would say that perhaps some of the Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground stuff was a bit punkish.
Ain't no loser.
Sonic Reducer by The Dead Boys. It's Dress Down Friday. That was not one of mine. Although I do think I've got that on a compilation with some punk on the front cover spitting beer at the camera. Like
well,
what they did and everything and all that business. In it. Okay, here is one in Harlow. Harlow?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. I know you didn't really want any more South Park calls.
Well, we get many, many, two, in fact, too many, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, I wondered, as it was the last episode...
It is?
...of the current series.
It's tonight. The last episode tonight of the current
yeah,
series. Good grief,
so.
Is it?
Well, I'm pissed off! I was wondering if anyone had any idea whether there's going to be a second series or not.
Yeah. Well, I would put every penny I make this year on there will be a second series. Definitely.
And also, I was thinking about it whilst I was waiting here. I've got a brace.
You got a what?
A brace.
a brace on your mouth.
On my teeth, yeah. And just for all the people that, whose parents are saying, get a brace, whatever, it won't hurt, it is a load of stool. Because it does hurt.
Holy poop on a stick.
Yeah, braces hurt.
They do hurt a lot.
Yeah, well, how do they hurt? In which, what happens?
They make all of your teeth ache.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with your teeth? You need a brace.
They were just sort of poking out a bit.
Okay, so it's straightening ones that are sticking out?
Yeah, things like that.
Right. Well, then that's bound to hurt because it's sort of, it's moving them, isn't it?
But
you'll be glad in later
it's
life.
Worth it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It might seem like a complete nightmare now, and it was. And how long are you going to be wearing them for?
I don't know.
A year?
quite a while.
Or 2 years?
Possibly. I'm not sure. He doesn't really tell me.
No, they don't. Medical professionals, they never tell you anything. But partly because they don't know anything.
Yeah.
So you'll be wearing it until you aren't wearing it anymore. But trust me. It's better to get it over with now than spend the rest of your life looking like David Bowie.
It's just, if you're going to have one put on, be worried, but it's okay.
be scared. Be very afraid, yes. Okay, thanks a lot, John.
Okay.
0500 to 1053-89. There is nothing funny about the dentist's office. Because this is the noise you hear coming from the little thing in there.
Do you remember that episode of The Simpsons? Oh, good grief.
Now, spit.
Grief. Hello? Do you remember in The Simpsons, the big book of British smiles?
What?
The big book
of... The last one got on the floor. You moved the cup away too quickly.
No.
The book of British smiles, yes. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. That particular episode of The Simpsons was absolutely flat-out hilarious. When, Lisa needed a brace or something like that. Oh, man, that was funny. That was at least as funny as any South Park or Beavis and Butthead. Book of British Smiles. what was that kid's name?
Don't know. What was that kid's name?
I don't know. The last caller.
Russ. What's that kid's name?
Be grateful that you will have teeth like an American. They'll be white and clean and pristine, and they'll all, like little maids, all in a row, as opposed to, an accident in a...
Tooth factory.
Like an accident in an iron factory, yes. His
name was Alan.
Whatever. Who cares?
Well, you did ask.
I thought you were going to say something.
No.
You had your hand up and you're going, please, miss.
No, I was stroking my chinny chin chin.
Really?
Mm.
That's what you do when I've done something wrong.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I thought I sort of peered at you through the glass and made hand gestures.
Yeah. Okay, here's one in Yeadon. Yeadon? Graham?
Hello, Nick.
Is it Yeadon?
It's Yeadon.
I thought it was Yeadon.
Yeah, you said Yeadon last week. It's Yeadon.
Yeadon.
It's Yeadon between Bradford and Leeds.
Okay.
Like a rose between two thorns.
Right.
Is Elizabeth's birthday Tuesday or Wednesday?
I have absolutely no idea. I wasn't listening.
The reason being, we're going to have an official Elizabeth from Cheddar birthday party next week.
Of course.
Already.
Elizabeth from Cheddar's birthday. I ain't got a brand new
combiner, sir. So we're sorting it out. We're already planning the cheese sandwiches, and we're going to wear sort of woolly cardigans. Listen to Daniel O'Donnell and things like that. Mm-hmm. Daniel McDonald, she says.
Yeah, but...
And we're all going to be really thankful and...
But no cheese, because it's fattening. You want to go to an aerobics class.
That's right. We're going to think lovely thoughts about baby Jesus. We're all going to be thankful for our position and... And also, we're going to play South Park Vid, which could be just beyond Elizabeth's time. How old is she? She's 42.
No, 31.
31.
I think that's what she said, wasn't it? 31.
I'm 43.
You're 43?
Yeah, we were going to talk to you tonight about out-of-the-body experiences.
Yeah.
Because I've had two, one accidentally and one which I intended.
What does that mean?
Are you familiar with them? Do you know the phrase?
Out-of-body experiences?
You know where something nasty's happening to you and you think, oh God, you know, I'm going to die, and then you flick out your body and you look down peacefully on everything.
Well, I'm familiar with the concept, yes, but it's never happened to me.
It's never happened to me in a crisis sense. Like, somebody's going to shoot me, and I've looked down and thought, oh, he's going to shoot me. Well, it doesn't matter because I'm just floating above it.
Right.
But you can actually be taught how to do it, and, you know, you get these people who can teach how to do it, to flick out of your body when you want to do it.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, that's possibly next week, but this week's Elizabeth, isn't it, really? This week's Elizabeth's party, isn't it, really? So we're going to just play Captain Beefheart, listening to Daniel O'Donnell and things like that, and think good thoughts, really.
Well, that sounds like a party to me.
So would you? So if it's Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll give you a buzz and we'll kind of have a chat about it. Is my mate Paul from Horses phone tonight?
I've got no idea.
We've going to phone you early. I'm going to a party soon. My nephew's getting married again. It's kind of like a serial groom.
Really?
Sort of thing.
He should have a harem. I'll tell
Boutros, golly, golly.
And he'll throw you a...
Yeah, so you'll hear from us next week.
Bridal shower.
We claim the first official Elizabeth birthday party.
Well, it's up for the taking. It sounds like you've got it. Thanks a lot, mate.
Like, well, thank you.
0500-1053-89. It's a free call. This is, what?
These people are insane. I mean, you know, well, I think we know that. And more than any other show on this radio station, the people who phone are crazy. I mean,
we love them.
God bless you all.
Yeah, we love them for being crazy, innit? There's, where's this thing? Oh, yeah. Rod Stewart did a private concert for a restaurant, a Cipriani Wall Street restaurant, as yet unopened. He got 100 grand for doing it. That's nice work if you can get it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think that Rod Stewart would actually need 100 grand.
No, you
100
wouldn't.
Grand is like pocket money. It's like jewellery money. You go into Tiffany, Cartier, and all those places, and, you know, all those places that Madonna goes to. How does that song go? Tiffany. Oh, no, it was Marilyn Monroe, wasn't it?
Yes.
And he just, you know, that's a watch to him. 100 grand is a watch.
More like a cufflink, I would have
thought. You would think so, yeah. You could probably buy a cufflink for 100 grand.
Mm.
So we got 100 grand, so it says here. How would they know? It's the Hardcastle column in the Mail. How would they know? Well, are they privy to his... Does he go around saying, hey, thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen, I got 100 grand for this. Cheers.
Maybe they were counting out the cash. They paid him in cash and they're counting it out in front of him.
They probably just guessed. Anyway, tycoons paid £1,000 a head to see him. Oh, excuse me.
Pardon
they
you.
They snacked on beluga caviar and Dom Perignon at 10-seat tables. 10 grand per table. Among them, Iraq's perky foreign minister, Tariq Aziz. A glass of wine in one hand and a fetching blonde on the other. Am I mistaken about this? But doesn't that whole Muslim thing say that you don't to drink?
I believe it does.
That's right, isn't it? Like, if you're not supposed to be doing the booze, is that right?
Well, I'm not really terribly au fait with it, but when I was in Morocco, that's a Muslim country, and it's you're supposed not to, but some people do anyway, because, you know, it's catching up with the rest of the world, I guess.
Or going down the toilet like the rest of the world is, you know, whichever your opinion might be.
Yeah, but they're putting 9p on booze anyway, as you know, so...
Oh, yeah, well, the hell with that then, yeah. But isn't that weird? I bet he doesn't... I bet he does. I bet when he goes to Iraq, he can do whatever the hell he likes. Who's going to sell him? No. He's, what's his name? He's Saddam Hussein's right-hand man. But he was in New York, a glass of wine in one hand and a fetching blonde on the other, it'd say here. But that just seems bizarre to me that, you know, the whole... I might be completely wrong about this, but does the Muslim faith not prevent you from... it's proscribed, is it not, drinking booze?
Maybe we should find out if any of the great listeners that you have.
Well, I'll call up my mate.
Makesh Alak Makarakesh.
Ask him.
No, he's out, he's down the pub.
Oh, is he? Is he down the pub with...
Hans Stoop.
Yeah, and that other guy as well.
Ole, 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 ole.
Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yeah.
That's him.
The well-known Spanish bullfighter.
And don't forget, his mate Derek's there as well, I believe.
Oh, he's not there, is he?
Derek Fatchett.
Oh, yes, that's the whole party down the toilet, if you don't mind me saying so. So here's one in, well, it's in Buxton, but it might be, his body is in Buxton, but his mind might be elsewhere. Here's a call from a bloke called Merlin. Hello.
Good evening, Nick.
There you go.
Long time no speak, so.
I know.
Relatively. Yeah, this guy was just saying a minute ago about people teaching how to do OBEs.
To do what?
Out-of-body experiences and how to project and...
Right.
I could tell you how to do that.
How?
Right. Lie down with your arms by your side and your legs not crossed. Relax. Silence the mind by trying to get all the niggly bits out of your mind. Try and just still yourself, centre yourself, get yourself centred. Which means just to be totally stilled, like... clear mind.
Yeah.
Listen to your breathing. As you breathe up, as your body goes up your chest or your stomach, feel yourself rising to that.
What's that, Merlin? Can't hear a damn word this bloke's saying. Sorry, I lost you there, Merlin.
What do you reckon?
I didn't hear a word you said.
Right. Well, it's going with your breathing. When your body raises a little bit, you know, when you breathe,
yeah,
down, you tune into your breathing, you start counting your breathing and listening to going with your breathing.
Okay, let's try this. Kev, take a deep breath in and out. Well,
lie down.
It's not quite what I had in mind.
Got to be lying down. Oh, by the way, you know your biopsy?
Yes.
Did you get your results?
Yes, I did.
Do you know why you're fed up with the results? I mean, I didn't, because you took it as a negative thing. But what I'm thinking is, it's financial.
What
it's
is?
A waste of money more than anything, if you know what I mean.
No.
No.
It's a waste of money.
Well, did you have to pay for it?
No.
Ah.
Ah. Well, yeah, I got the result.
Have you been fed up with it?
No.
No? Be happy then.
And the bad news is there's nothing wrong with me.
There you go.
Huh? Damn it.
You know exactly. They're lying.
They are?
You know they're lying. That, they say that to everyone like you. They always say that. That's the first thing they say. In 2 weeks, you get a letter through the post.
Well, I went to the doctor, and he said, well, what's wrong with you? I said...
Isn't that your job?
What did he do? Did he just run out screaming? In the air, waving?
Yeah, he took... get ready, Kev. Decide on this. He took one look at my forehead, and he said...
Dude, this is pretty f***ed up right here.
You decide. Yeah, thanks a lot, Merlin. You are really pushing us close to the edge.
What? Are you insane?
Are you insane? Got to go. 0500-1053-89. What?
What?
Firstly, I'm very disappointed you didn't bring in the results to open on the air like I asked. And secondly, what, is it just that you've got, like, weird skin or something? Or what have they said? People want to know.
He said, I have explosive flatulence. There's absolutely nothing that can be done. But stay away from Indian takeaways, especially Mexican food, too.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Anorax, email Nick now.
mabbott@talk-radio.co.uk.
Ah, yes. Alberto y los Trios Paranoias. Heads down, no nonsense, mindless boogie. It was a double pack. Stand, no, nonsense, mindless boogie. It was obviously a status quo, Mickey say.
Ever so slightly.
Yeah. How silly. It cost 75p. Two for the price of one, it says.
I wonder why.
On Logo Records, and it was 1978. What a great year for music.
You're right.
So it's Dress Down Friday. It's all punk all night long, much of it from my own collection, and some Kev is slipping in from one of his crappy...
Rembrandt's the Friends theme, and it's of that sort of happy feel-good pop thing. It's a great record. Nobody's ever heard of it, apart from me and that other bloke.
And me now.
And you.
And a couple of others.
Yeah.
We really shouldn't play too much more of that. As you know, it's, you know, we're a talk station.
Oh, yes.
So.
Let's try and be professional.
Oh, no. Who cares? Let's play it again.
And, too late. Here's one in, it looks like Baildon. Is that right, Stephen?
Nick.
Is it Baildon?
Can you hear me, my friend? Because it's a little bit duff from my end.
Duff?
Duff.
Dear.
Right. I remember you on another station many years ago advocating the Fours for having this eye operation. And tonight I've heard you say, no, it's so painful. Please, please, please don't have it done, you know, if you feel as though you're a bit squeamish. But
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't.
In fact, when I had it done at the other place, I think I went into the pain in great detail.
But you said that it was all dead easy and it was...
You must have been listening to somebody else. Are you joking? When I'm ill, I go to it in... I go into the my maladies in great gory detail, and none more so, except when I had Bell's palsy, did I go into the... Kev raises his eyes to the roof. Shut up in there. And then the eye thing, I told you exactly what it was like. They scraped the front of your eyeball off. Are you listening to me?
I listen to you, yeah. But you made it appear as though they did nothing that hurt you.
Is what I said at the time. Are you saying that I, at the other place when I had it done, I didn't tell you how painful it was?
You had one eye done, you said, I'm going back for the one doing next week because I felt nothing.
Oh, you, why am I even talking to this bloke? That's just such rubbish, I can't even begin to tell you. Here's one in Bury St. Edmunds. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Nick.
Mark.
Yes, a few weeks ago, there was a lot of talk about you and your TV career. And Carol McGiffin was supposedly being offered something by Anglia Television. But the more I listen to you, I think it'd be wonderful if you did have a TV show.
What?
And
Okay, Mark, get a new phone because you are cracking up, dude. I can hear every other word and that's all.
Oh, no.
Exactly. Here's one in Albury. Hello, Maxine.
Hello, Nick.
Maxine.
Hello.
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 I found out today that I've got to have an eye operation as well.
Ooh.
You're not the only one.
Icky poo.
Yeah, it's not like yours is like, it's going to be, you know, you didn't know before it was going to be a success, but afterwards it was, wasn't it? But
yeah.
Mine's just like a repair job, so it's a bit depressed. I've got through a lot of pain. It's not going to make that much difference, really.
Huh.
It's just life, isn't it?
I know. Life sucks and then you die.
Exactly.
Exactly.
The other thing was, there's a music program again tonight, and it clashes with South Park. But that doesn't really matter. It's just nice. There's music on television, isn't it?
Yeah, tonight it's isn't it all that prog rock stuff?
Yeah.
ELP and Rick Wakeman and all that great stuff.
Yeah, I thought perhaps Jethro Tull might be on it as well.
Would Jethro Tull prog rock? I don't think so.
Progressive rock, isn't it?
That's what prog rock is.
Well, let's find
prog,
out. Mike.
As in progressive.
Were
Jethro Tull progressive rock?
They are, yeah.
What would you say?
Not really.
No, not really, no.
Their guitar solos were too short.
Yeah.
Mike Allen has spoken.
And they had lyrics, furthermore. Focus, that's what we want to hear. Focus.
I can't read the thing on the TV quick sort of thing, so I couldn't tell what bands were on it.
Well, all I saw was ELP. I've got the TV listing right here in front of me. I'll look at it with all three of my eyes for you. Prog rock years, it says. Recollections of the 70s bands like Yes and Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Oh, that's...
Hooray!
Oh,
and that's on, that's on your television station at 11:15, which is right opposite you-know-what.
Exactly. Okay, then.
Okay, thanks a lot, Maxine, and the best of luck with your hopperation. Here's a call in Flint. June.
Hello.
Hello, June.
Hello.
You must be 60 years old, dear.
I am, really. How did you know that?
Because nobody young is called June anymore.
Oh,
it's such a lovely name.
It's a good name. It's nobody short. I'd be very happy with it, actually.
Yeah.
But I want to phoning in from is, could if I send a tape... into you.
Yeah.
Could you put me that record, that on for me?
Don't care.
Played. I don't care. I'll tell you why now. Because my granddaughter is a Welsh international gymnast.
Is she?
And she's always looking for nice tunes like that to do a mat. You know how they turn round on the mat?
She couldn't do gymnastics to that.
Yes,
she'd tie herself into a knot.
No, that'd be just right for her. It's just great for her. She'd have to find one that goes a bit slower somewhere in the middle to do, you know, what she's got to do. But that's great for her tumbles and things. Smashing. So if I send it to...
Oh...
Can I have one?
Well, June, if I do it for you, everybody and their dog is going to want it.
This is for specialty. I won't tell anybody.
But I think it's also against the law.
Well, I asked a chap on the phone to do it. He said, do it quiet, you know, but he said, ask you. So it's against the law.
There's no way
I can go out and buy one, is there?
No, forget it. It's completely unavailable. Everything that I'm playing now is totally unavailable.
And if... She was on Olympics or whatever the next thing is,
mm-hmm.
and she was doing it to that, you'd say, oh, look at that, I give her that music.
Oh, you're twanging the strings of my heart, dear.
Well, and
how much more I can take, dude?
And her father was killed. I bet it's true. Her father was killed in a car crash.
Oh, June.
Is that really necessary?
Now this is like blackmail.
Unless five children. It's true, absolutely true. He was only 38, my son.
You're blackmailing me, June.
And he's got four sons and one daughter.
You're continuing to blackmail me, June.
And she was 17.
I am calling the police.
Well, and I'm over 60, you know.
Guess worse.
Things, you never know when I'm going to pop off, like, and you...
Oh, come on.
And I don't want you to do it for nothing. I'll send the tape down and everything. But don't tell anybody.
Well, wait a minute. Back up. You said you don't want me to do it for nothing.
No,
yeah.
I mean, I say...
And then I was expecting some sort of monetary reward.
What do you expect from old ladies? Mind you, an old lady's quite mellow, you know.
How
know
much,
she knows all the tricks.
How much does your pension come to a month?
Oh, you never live on that, love.
Well,
you
I'm
wouldn't
not,
go far on that.
No, but I could have a nice meal out.
Oh, that would be all the pension on one night out.
Well, how much does the pension come to a month, June?
It's about £70, I think.
All right, well, if you send me the £70...
Oh, it's poor Claire, she won't let me to starve to death. And if you saw the size of me, you'd know why.
I'll tell you what, June, I'm going to put you back on hold. She's on 5. Take her full name and address. I'm going to do it for you and only you. Don't anybody else ask at all, ever, never. Is that clear? That's a direct question to you, Kev.
Yes, sir, Mr. Rabbit, sir.
You start and end everything you say with the word sir.
Sir, yes, sir, Mr. Abbott, sir.
There you go. Here's one in Belfast. Hello, Neil.
Good evening, Nick.
Good evening,
so
Neil.
So it was like Artuner, that woman giving her life to
I story. Know.
First, I want to talk about a couple of the callers.
I'm going to send her that tape, by the way, and as for
can
her...
Can you give me a copy as well?
No, and as and as for her daughter, I'm going to put right on the end of it, I'm going to say...
Come on!
She better had, too.
Okay, first one, what about Hazel from Norfolk and Wilfred from County Down? They haven't phoned up for a while, and they're my favourites now, I think.
I've got no idea who you're talking about.
You know Hazel, she's the woman that half her body's fallen off, the old woman.
Half her body's fallen off?
Yeah, she's like lost her leg and one of her eyes. Really, she's an old woman and she's got really high-pitched voice.
Really?
Yeah, and Wilfred's from County Down, he's a bloke who calls you a cheeky monkey. Do you not know that one? You've got that carded up. That's my favourite sound effect now.
You're a cheeky monkey.
I heard him on Tommy Boyd yesterday and he said some incredible. He was talking about his sex life. Oh, you want to get that? That was incredible.
Really?
Penis. Penis.
The greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more of my share of
Was it something like that?
Something like that.
Was it the greatest thing that he possesses? Well, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
That bloke Ratchy, how appropriate that he's called Ratchy, because he makes me feel sick every time he goes. And as for Professor Pop-Tart, I'd rather get Mara Hindley to entertain my children.
Well, that's a pretty offensive thing to say there, Neil, and that'll be the last thing you say on today's show. Say goodbye. 0500 10 53 89. It's a free call.
As I recall, Neil said something very stupid on Tuesday as
he
well.
He did?
Yeah.
You were.
It's a shame, because his website is quite good.
Oh, are you the man with the website?
That's right, and I'm going to tell you about a new one.
There's another one?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
just set up yesterday.
Blimey. Of course, I can't smile without a new website. It's one of those swaying back and forth things. I want everybody in there swaying back and forth.
Get your lighters out.
Yeah. And they're doing it too.
Have you had a look at mine yet, then, Nick? I've been working
Excuse
on it like
Excuse me? You've been working on it?
I've been working on it like
Okay, well, as soon as the Polaroids come out, then you send me them in. Here's one in London. Hello, Selby.
Hi, Nick.
Selby.
Was the eye operation you were talking about the one to improve your sight?
Yes.
I wondered if you happened to notice, which you, even if you could see that is, that the doctors involved with that particular operation tend to wear glasses and none of them have actually had the operation done?
Yes.
Didn't that worry you at all?
Yeah, I asked him directly about that and he said... his answer was, these are reading glasses, because he was peering over them at me at the time. But that's interesting, because I went to Moorfields Eye Hospital, and almost all of the doctors were wearing glasses. Not one single one was either, and they don't wear contact lenses either.
Right.
Because they see the results of wearing this stuff. That's what they do every day, is they see this stuff gone wrong, right? And so, and if you saw it every day, people with pus are dripping out their eyes and God knows all else what, then you wouldn't wear them either.
Now, I wondered, could I get a tape with June asking you for a tape? Because you was against the blackmail, but you're for bribery, is that it?
Yes.
Good talking to you, Nick.
All right, thanks a lot.
Ciao.
0500 1053 89, it is a free call. This is some of the other stuff that was in the mail today, because not everybody reads the mail, so I thought I'd read some of this out. It's the Guinness World Book of Records thing. What's it called?
The Guinness Book of Records.
Yeah. It's birthday. 45 years old. And it's just been reprinting some of the things what are in there. The best-selling videotape of all time?
Best-selling videotape of all time?
Yes.
Is it something really obscure?
Nope.
Okay, Star Wars.
Star Wars. Nope.
Casablanca?
Nope.
Your Spanish Holiday?
Funnily enough, no.
Go on then.
The Lion King?
No.
Best-selling videotape of all time is the Disney animated film The Lion King, which has sold 55 million copies. Of course, when the boat movie comes out on video. Is that out on video yet?
It's out in a couple of weeks.
Right, that'll overtake it, undoubtedly.
Well, let's find out. Russ, have you got a copy of The Lion King at home?
No.
Nick, have you got The Lion King at home?
No.
Sick Boy?
No.
Right, see? No, actually, Sick Boy might have. He's not here, so...
The fastest selling video in this country... What do you think?
Star Wars.
The Full Monty. Sold more than 1.8 million copies in the first week of release. And the thing about The Lion King, the reason why it sold 55 million is because a lot of men in raincoats actually thought they read it wrong. They thought it was The Loin King. It's the Rizzillos. Faye Fife and Eugene Reynolds. Great, one of the best live acts ever. Wonderful. Just dark, mad.
Moodle.
Remember this? Mike?
Yeah, sort of valley rock, isn't it? It's out of...
No, it's...
It's that valley rock sound.
I guess it is, yeah. But it's actually Embra.
Yeah, but it's that...
Or Scotland or Glasgow, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, I understand what you mean.
Sort of unpolished bangles.
Yes. Yeah. Revisiting this old stuff, I was saying about 10 minutes or so ago, because I've got a whole box full of 76 to 78 singles.
He's not joking. You should see all the stuff he's got in here. Table lamp. What is it? God, there's so much stuff here. This is a department store.
Yeah, it is. Can I interest you in some soft furnishings?
No, nothing soft, I don't think.
No, but this old stuff, all these old punk records...
Great.
They are great, but they're just so much poppier than I remember them, you know?
Mm.
Because at the time, they sounded kind of radical and aggressive, but they're not.
What was that when you played 20 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago?
Don't care.
That's it.
Wonderful.
Great track.
Oh, it's just instantly you hear it for the very first time. This. It's one of the best pop records.
Thank God you had that in your pocket.
Yeah. One of the best pop records ever made, in my opinion. Don't care. It's the, all right, cut it. It's the drummer of the Police, Stuart Copeland. Mm. Fabulous track. So anyway,
that's a great bit about pop music. It's got aggression and energy. Terrific.
Yeah, and this lot has it in spades. So we'll be doing this every Friday because I've got about 100 or more of these classic old. Yeah, easily. See me through to the end of my contract, probably.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
You haven't got a cold, have you?
Yes. One that's dissipating.
Right.
It's coming out.
Is it?
In no uncertain terms, yes.
Yes, well, not over here, it's not.
No.
Apart from that, the doctor's here at 10 o'clock.
Is he?
Yes, it's great. And, you know, I didn't... You know, the other day I said it, and it just made my myself laugh. I said, when you... I was having a shave. And I thought, when people call talk radio to speak to the doctor, whether they like it or not, they're going private.
Yeah. For free.
And we pay. So, he'll be here at 10, and I've got...
He's not a real doctor, of course, though, is he?
It's inflatable. It's inflatable. And you just put the batteries in. They're not included, of course.
No, he is a real doctor.
Is a
GP, or does he specialise?
No, he's a general practitioner.
Right, well, that's brilliant. A private GP, I mean, you can't beat that, because you call up the NHS to go to your own GP, and it takes 2 weeks.
And you have to be patient while nurse is rude to you and shouts at you. What's wrong? What have you done for yourself? And all that. What do you mean?
Well, the people on the phone.
Yes.
I know, I can't stand that. It's none of their damn business asking me impertinent questions about my person.
Say, what's wrong? If I knew it was wrong, I wouldn't be calling you.
Exactly.
Stupid woman.
Of course, that's not the attitude you want to take on the phone, because otherwise they'll, put you in for next February. That's why it always takes so long.
It's true. So, and I've got a new sex therapist this time.
You do?
I do have
a personal one, or one for the show?
Well, it's something I did want to share with you, actually. It should be very interesting. She's going to be here at 12 o'clock. She is also a working girl.
Excuse me?
Exactly.
Is she?
Yes.
Wow. Well, you can't get those, like, hands-on experience, I guess.
Well, I think it's what they call, actually, sort of inside advice, you know, tips and tricks of the trade.
Phew. You've got my life passed before me for a second there.
Yours did.
Yours just hovering above the dump button.
Yeah.
What is he going to say now? Yes, so she is a trained therapist and consultant and all that banal, but she's also a working girl, which is interesting. So we're going to be talking about, you know, why men in general stray. And what you can do to keep them back home. Because I have a theory about all this, you see, which I should reveal at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
But you know I have a theory. Because I've got a theory on most things, as
yes.
You know. Most of it's a load of old trousers, but it keeps me. So you had a good week?
I have.
Anything to tell me? Anything? Any gossip?
Not really.
Nothing happening?
Nope, not that I know of.
Oh, dear.
So that's it then, I guess.
I think I'll have to go through my... I'm going to go through my mailbox again, because two letters arrived this week. I'm going to rub them together and see if they mate. We'll see if I can steam the stamps off.
Well, it sounds like a steamy...
It's going to be very hot,
yes.
Actually. It's the only radio program in this station that's got an uplift cleavage producer.
Yeah, Viagra not required.
Not tried, I don't think.
You sure you want to broadcast this?
No. I'm not sure I do, actually.
Well, you'll just make it up, you know, as you go along.
Yes,
you kind of make the decision as you go along. That's right.
Oh, that's interesting. Aubrey Beardsley. See, there's a little magazine here. And I like a bit of Beardsley, don't you?
No.
Don't you like it?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, okay. Cultural desert. Anyway.
Okay, so it's sex and smut.
That's right.
And
but that's enough about you.
all manner of disgusting, unbroadcastable stuff that's coming up after the new news with Mike Allen. And there he goes. So it's 0500 1053 89. Should we take a break now or later? Now or later? No. Yes or no?
Take a call first.
A call first. Okay, let's be totally fair about this. Who's been waiting the longest? It looks like one in Birmingham, and it's a person called Deborah. Hello?
Hello, I'm just ringing up. My friend's making a football team up, and she needs some football kits and some nets and a ball. And I was wondering if there's anybody out there who has some spare kits or anything that they can give my friend Anne a call.
What, is this like a swap shop now? You want to swap a 3-bar fire for some kits for your local football team? What the hell are you talking about, Deborah?
Well, it's my friend's football team, she needs some kits and that.
Deborah, call your local radio station, they're probably looking at their switchboard now, there isn't a single damn call on it, they'll be thrilled to hear from you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, well, there's another satisfied customer. It's one in Belfast. Hello?
Hello?
Belfast, yes, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good, glad to hear it. Ah, that record you were playing earlier on,
yes.
Clark Kent.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Tell me this. You said it was a single.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've got a mini LP, sort of 10-inch green. And it's on that. There's about 8 songs on it.
Really?
Yeah. You said it was on some obscure label as well.
It's on Cryptone Records.
Ah, because this one's on A&M.
Huh.
He must have got signed up after that.
Is it an album? An album of one artist or a compilation?
No, it's just Clark Kent.
Really?
It's like a big K-shape cut out on the cover of it, and there's a few obscure pictures of him inside it, you know? And these really interesting sleeve notes, but it's a mini album. There's 8 songs on it.
Damn, I never even heard of it.
Yeah, there you go. It's great.
Well, you must send it to me.
Well, send a tape off it if you want. I wouldn't part with it, of course.
Of course not. No, I was merely joking. I didn't think that you would.
Part of my punk rock history, you know.
But it was worth a go, though, wasn't it?
I suppose it wasn't.
Yeah.
You may as well chance your arm. I'll tell you another one to watch out for. The TV personalities. Where's Bill Grundy now, EP?
I believe that I have that. The TV personalities I've got with me, but it's not that one. It's 14th Floor by the TV personalities. Well, you have that one? I believe that this was their first one, because the sleeve to the single has actually been stapled together by hand.
Oh, so was their second one.
Oh, really?
The vinyl was about 2 inches thick.
Yeah, it's very, very, very heavy, that's right.
That's it.
Okay, well, we must be like cosmic twins.
Oh, it must be.
Or something. Okay, well, I shall look for that tape in the post. Thanks
you'll
a lot, mate.
It.
0500 1053 89. If you want to send me any free crap, then it's the address is whatever it is.
The address would be Talk Radio, Nick Abbott, Talk Radio, PO Box 1089, London W1A1.
All together on the P's.
P. One.
Oh, blimey, was that together?
Can we try that again?
Yeah, what's the full address?
Right, the full address would be Nick Abbott, Talk Radio, PO Box 1089, London W1A1PP.
Yeah, exactly.
And as though by magic, here they are, the television personalities in a track called 14th Floor.
I'm looking down on London.
Awful.
There's little I can see. Cause I'm living so high up. And it looks so small to me.
Actually, it has a certain naive charm.
Yeah, well, sort of blur, but you know, this is a bit, bit different.
What did you say it was?
Different. I think this should be the new opener. No. I see, you were trying to beat me, were you?
I don't know how much more I can take, dude.
I like that. 14th Floor by the television personalities. Let me tell you everything I know about that track.
No, please do.
The other side is Oxford Street West 1. That's the B side of that track. And it's on Teen 78 Records. And that's it.
That's all you know.
It's unpublished, written by Teen 78. And that's all I know.
Well, funny that, unpublished.
And there's a picture of Father Christmas on the front. So there it is.
Be a Christmassy record and all.
Yeah. I wonder what these people are doing now, you know? Here's one in Melton. Hello, Margaret.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Margaret.
Yes.
What's up, Margaret?
All right.
I mean...
is that Nick?
Yes, I think
all right.
So.
Sorry.
Sounds like me.
You're talking about Peculiar Records.
Yeah.
Right. I've got a John Lennon and a Yoko that I bought in the mid-70s, I would say.
Yeah, does it go...
it's got all... I don't know whether it's the outer cover or the inner cover, but it's got all scribbles on it, all these little glasses and little pictures of Yoko's face and all sorts of writing and scribbles out.
Yeah, what's the track?
I'm not sure. It's in the loft. It's in the loft. But Deja was talking about it tonight.
Now, was it actually written on personally or printed?
I don't know.
Well, go and check, woman. It could be worth a fortune.
I know.
Okay, well, call us next week, all right?
Yeah, we'll do.
Okay, 0500 1053 89. We start to charge through these now. Here's one in Bournemouth. Hello, Andrew.
Hello there, all right.
How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. I heard a call earlier about you didn't know about the 10-inch green Clark Kent album.
No, I never heard of it.
Yeah, I've got a spare copy, plus the 4 singles he released.
You do?
Yeah.
The 4 singles?
Yeah, it was, the first one was really rare. It was called Too Cool to Calypso, which was on Kryptonite, yeah. Then there was Don't Care, Away From Home and Rich in a Ditch. It was four singles. Yeah, last three were on A&M, but the first one was on Krypton Records.
Well, no, I've got Don't Care on Kryptonite Records.
Yeah, I mean, it came out, but when it was actually released properly as a single, because it was an import, the original Kryptonite, Don't Care. But they released it, and it was on A&M, and then the other two after that, Away From Home and Rich In The Ditch, were on A&M.
A&M. Really? I can't believe that I'm being educated about punk music. This is a revelation to me.
All right.
Did you say that you have spare copies if you want them?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, then, yeah, I'll get them off. Yeah, I'll have to dig them out. They're in the loft somewhere. But, yeah, I've got them. I've got about three copies of each.
Well, I will play them on the radio, and I will thank you forever and ever, amen.
No problem.
Put them in, like, cardboard either side.
Make them unbendable.
Yeah,
yeah. They're all in pristine condition as well, so...
Why on earth would you do this? I mean, bless you for doing it, but why?
Well, I've never, ever heard any Clark Kent at all played on the radio, so to hear it was just excellent.
A revelation.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you give me tremendous amounts of
penis.
And I'll thank you forever and ever. I'll send you a mug and many and various other crap in the post.
whether you
want it or not. Do you have the address?
Sorry?
Have you got the address?
The address, yeah.
Okay, make sure you put my name on it.
Will do.
That's fabulous.
All right, then.
Well, now I feel that my entire career has been worthwhile. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
All right, no problem.
Everybody should get their own radio show and they get free stuff. Hooray! Okay, let's... are we doing anything between now and then?
No.
No?
Okay, what did you expect me to say? Yes?
Well, we could play this.
Well.
We haven't played that this week, have we? I can't believe nobody's asked for it yet. Everybody's like constantly...
Everyone was asking.
Will you play that thing that goes, well... Hello, Lauren.
Hi.
You're in Tewkesbury, but then you know that.
Yeah.
Male or female?
Female.
Okay.
I'd just like to say that my dad's a great fan of your show.
Mm-hmm.
And me and him are great fans of South Park.
Yeah.
And we'd like for you to play us a couple of your soundbites.
Okay. What's your request, dear?
Any, I don't mind.
Oh, any?
Yeah, I like them all.
You like them all?
Yeah.
Not on purpose.
They're just funny in and of them. They don't even have to make sense. They're just funny.
Yeah.
And one of my favorites.
Just a second, fat ass.
You can tell that to your dad next time he's annoying you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Lauren.
Thanks very much.
Do you want to hear the song?
Yeah, please.
Do you think it's time that we played this song, or should we never play this song ever, 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 ever again?
Play the song one more time.
Now that is a man who has eaten a lot of beef.
Thanks a lot, Lauren.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Bye. 0500 10 53 89. It's a free call. This is Talk Radio. I'm Nick Abbott, and it's one from Inverurie in Scotland. Greg.
Thank you very much, mate, for playing all that 70s stuff, because it's brought back so many memories. You know, I dug out LPs, vinyls, 45s. I mean, I've even got one Woolworths label, £3.70. Guess for what?
Well, you have to give me a little more information there, Greg.
£3.70, Stranded by Roxy Music. And I've got a Sparks album as well. Brilliant.
Not quite the era that we're talking about, but... thanks for joining in anyway.
Huh? The Flag, 1978.
The Flag?
Yeah.
Wire?
Yeah, the guy was the lead singer. Gideon Milsom, I've got a signed copy of his cassette.
Kick ass, dude!
What the hell is this guy talking about? We're not talking about the glam era, we're talking about punk, mate. It's a punk thing, innit? Here's one in Evesham. Hello, Neil.
Hi, Nick.
You got 10 seconds.
If you can be trusted to send it back, I'll send you a fart tape if you want. It's my favourite tape.
A fart tape?
It's full of excellent farts. I think they're all real as well. My mate David's
I don't
my
think I want it.
Eh? Well,
I have plenty enough farts of my own, both personally and ones that I can generate on my pewter. In fact, I think I'll do one just to end the show. We have many and various special sound effects of our own, like, for instance...